T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The winner of Get Rid of That Guy gets a pair of tickets to see these guys, Guns N' Roses, their 2020 tour with special guest Smashing Pumpkins. Guns N' Roses bringing their 2020 tour to Citizens Bank Park Wednesday, July 8th. Tickets are on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. Yeah, like, I don't know. I doubt you're a big Smashing Pumpkins fan there, Ike, but I would actually like to see Smashing Pumpkins. I'm a fan.
I'm good.
They had a good run back in the day.
They did. No, actually, I have on my Amazon Prime Music playlist, I have some Smashing Pumpkins.
After All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles story?
Exactly right. There you go. I watch that, and then I listen to Prime
Just
Music all the time.
Just a typical night for you?
No, a lot of times if I'm listening, like, when I go to the grocery store, I put my headphones in, and then I'm listening to my music on Amazon Prime Music. But anyway, so people are asking, I mean, don't you agree, Jack, this is sweeping the nation? Get rid of that guy, the great new show on 94.
Get rid of that guy.
So listen, here's what we're doing. Dump that, Jack. So think about this. Mm-hmm. Winners and weasels, right? Because last week we did it, but I don't think people really got the concept of it.
Right.
All right? So, like, every week, winners and weasels, people call in with a winner and a weasel. And it's something that happened in the week of news, right?
Right.
So we're trying to do it the same way with Get Rid of That Guy. Like, it has to be current. You can't just be like, oh, I want to get rid of the guy that weaves in and out of traffic. And like, no. Like, if somebody got arrested for road rage or something. Anyway. So, Jack, give us your guy that you want to get rid of this week. We can start with you.
All right. So the guy I want to get rid of was this cashier who was his first shift at this gas station he was working at, and he stole $17,000 worth of merchandise in his first shift at the gas station.
Was it an 8-hour shift or a 4-hour shift? That's a lot of money.
I would say it had to at least be 8 hours.
So you want to get rid of that guy?
The first shift, he can't be coming in and taking $17,000.
All right. Well, there you go. Get rid of that guy.
Hold on. He stole $17,000 from where?
Yeah, of what? A gas station.
Yeah, of merchandise.
Of what? Tasty cakes?
$17,000, Jack?
What did he take? Tires? I mean, what are we talking about here? Oil? You have to steal a lot of motor oil that everything in the place?
Yeah, you have to steal the whole damn store to get 17 grand.
I'll do some research and get back to you.
Yeah, that's Jack not knowing exactly what he took.
He's taking auto parts, man. He's taking
was there vape juice there or something, Bill Matt says? Because you know these gas stations sell everything. Well, actually, you know what? If it was the Lukoil up on City Avenue, there's probably $17,000 worth of merchandise in there. They sell pipes and T-shirts and all this other stuff. All right, Ike, get rid of that guy. Who do you got?
I want to get rid of Brett Brown, but
you can use it.
Yeah, we already getting. I actually want to get rid of everybody that's complaining about the Super Bowl halftime show.
My man,
that's who I want to get rid of. The hell is wrong with you all? You know,
it's a great one.
Did we complain about Adam Levine last year with them damn tattoos everywhere? And he may as well been in some damn spandex because it looked like he was about to break out in a Chippendale performance. Did we complain about that? No. How long did they promote Shakira and J-Lo being a halftime show? So it wasn't a surprise, right?
No.
You had plenty of time to avoid watching the halftime show if you didn't want to see,
butt cleavage.
Want to see
hang on. It was PG-13.
I agree.
It didn't get R-rated. All these people that are complaining about it, shut up.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. But if you wanted to avoid exposing your kids to that, you knew who was going to be the halftime show.
You can control it.
You could turn the channel. What did you think they were going to do? Come out there and perform in turtlenecks?
Yeah.
And blue jeans?
No, but I mean, I guess my thought is, even if you had...
It's Miami.
I mean, like...
Lucky they had anything on out there.
Have
you been down to Miami?
That's why it was PG for Miami.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to South Beach. You'll see a lot
exactly.
worse than that.
Yes.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Even if you have a 10-year-old boy, all right?
I guarantee you he ain't complaining.
No, but see, that's my point, is that you need to see that. That's part of growing up, is a halftime show like that, right? I mean, that's part of growing up. You don't think that he's interested in things like that? Like, listen, now, like, I mean, seriously, a 10-year-old show, like, that was too risque for a 10-year-old. And, like, an 8-year-old doesn't even know what's going on.
Hey, listen, when I was 10, I had to wait for my mother or my grandfather to fall asleep, man, and she left the channel on HBO or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Emmanuel or something.
Man. I'm not telling what was coming on.
Hey, how come
back then?
How come in like 1990, the only like, because seriously, if you're like a little kid, all you had was like if somebody's parents had Playboys or something like that, right?
Oh, you're talking about magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no, I mean, or like you said, cable television, which wasn't anything great, but it was still better than nothing.
Yeah, I had some of the coolest friends who had some of the nastiest dads, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you got some hustlers or something, and
really friends,
happy.
Yeah, I had friends who had dads. That,
high society.
Yeah, man.
Or you were trying to look between the squiggled out lines on the one channel that you know what I mean? How they had the.
Yeah, did that too.
So that's yours. That's a good one. Here's the guy I want to get rid of. I want to get rid of the guy, and I'm actually want to get rid of Jack Fritz, the guy that complains about the dunk contest. Just don't watch it and shut up.
Oh, you're turning this around on me?
I know,
when we discussed this, you were on my side.
No, not at all.
This is sad.
No, not at all. It is what it is. I don't know if it's going to be good this year. It's going to be bad this year. Frankly, I don't care.
No, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I don't care. Then don't watch it. It's the same guy that complains about the Pro Bowl. Well, how do you make All-Star Weekend better? You don't. You just have the freaking All-Star Weekend.
And
it is
it
what it
with.
Is.
Yeah, get it over
and get
with.
It over with. Stop complaining about it. Don't watch it if you don't like it.
Yeah, but the dunk contest was great. The Pro Bowl was always terrible.
But
it wasn't always terrible.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't.
My favorite
always
was
terrible.
What? When were you and I? 2005? That was my favorite Pro Bowl.
Well, no, back when winning $20,000 actually meant something to the players, they actually played for it. So getting that winning purse.
It was
a difference of about $15,000 or $20,000.
Right.
So players would play for it. Now the problem is everybody that goes over there, that's not enough money for them to risk injury.
And nor should it be.
Make it $100,000.
Here's what I'll say.
$200,000. They'll go out there and play hard.
Guy that complains about the dunk contest, i.e. Jack, you're going to watch it anyway, and you just want to watch it so you can complain about it.
Well,
so,
now they got Dwight Howard. They got Dwight Howard in it this year.
I'm going to watch it.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to spend my Saturday watching XFL football, Ikey.
I'd rather watch the XFL than watch the dunk contest.
That sounds like a poll question to me. All right, 888-729-9494. Get rid of that guy. The best one wins Guns N' Roses tickets.
I'm in on the XFL tomorrow.
We'll talk about that coming up.
That's for sure.
We'll talk about that coming up.
I'm in, Jack.
Owen in Glassboro has to get rid of that guy. Owen, how are you?
Man, smash the pumpkins. Today is the greatest day of ever. All right, come on, baby.
What happened?
1979. Smash the pumpkins. The dude from
Owen likes
Smash the Small World. Yeah, love smashing pumpkins, man. Smash the pumpkins.
All right, well, listen, that's why he's calling up. He wants those Guns N' Roses tickets.
Don't make me get rid of you, Owen. Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to change it to get rid of that gal, okay?
You can do that.
I'm trying to get rid of Gail King out here. Repeatedly asking about Kobe Bryant after she said he was acquitted, and you still press asking questions, and now you want to come out here and have Oprah crying for you and apologize the whole rest of the week. That's what I'm trying to get rid of right now.
Get rid of that guy.
Gail King. Jack, do you know who Gail King is?
No idea.
He doesn't. I said it. He was like, who? He don't know.
Yeah.
Gail King.
Jack's like 12 years old. If it ain't got Fruit Loops on the front, he don't know what's going on.
Yep.
He can't be trusted.
I'm with you on get rid of Gail King. Come on, Gail. You got to do better. Do better,
Gail. I love you guys. By the way, Brett Clown, the circus is closed. Time to go.
Yeah.
It's over for that dude. It's a Reynolds rap, dog.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Owen.
Board.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I'm not happy about it. You are. And that's the difference. Because I'm not happy about it. But it needs to happen now.
I'm happy because I want change. Not because I dislike Brett Brown as a person, individual.
Yeah, need
he made millions of dollars to lose. I just
he
need
has.
Somebody else.
Yeah, I mean,
now my stars are jealous and hating on each other. So I need a new voice. I can't do it anymore. So.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, Owen. The only thing that I at this point, if you're trying to salvage the season, and Ike, do you think that they're like, what is the mindset of Elton Brand and I'll even say Joshua Harris right now, independent of Brett Brown? Is it we think we still can win?
Yeah, I think they're still trying to convince themselves that they could fix this. And they brought in the two players who will be playing tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, Sunday. Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III. So they're going to give this a shot and see if this changes things up. I still believe they need a lineup change. Till you get Al Horford out of that starting lineup, I don't think much is going to change. I don't think there's a lot they can do. The personnel is what it is. Like, I don't think there's a lot that they can do. Now what you have to hope for, what they have to hope for is that somehow this thing can come together and they start clicking and they can get on a run.
Yeah, you need to run.
Because the longer they struggle, the more doubt creeps in, the less committed your best players are, the less effective a guy like Al Horford is. See, Al Horford was never going to give you a ton in production. He was always brought here to give you more in the postseason, but also to manage this locker room, to help try to manage this locker room.
Yep.
With these two young players. But the less you win, the less effective Al Horford can be.
Yeah, and I mean, he even prefaced when he came here, he's like, I lead more by example.
Right.
Oh, listen, that's not what this team needs right now. Like, remember the adult in the room comment?
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, this team needs an adult in the room again. Again.
Well, see, the problem is the adult in the room is supposed to be the adult in the room.
The coach.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. No, you're right. And he right now, I mean, Brett Brown right now, I said it earlier and I'll say it again. If he can't at least do that, if he at least can't be the adult in the room, if he at least can't get these guys playing hard every night, you can have issues and you can not have necessarily a good team or a team that doesn't fit or guys that are playing out of place. You can have all those issues, right? But you can't have these guys coming out and being uneven. They just don't compete hard enough. And it's pretty clear to me they're more or less going through the motions. They played hard at times last night. They didn't come out and totally dog it last night. But they knew when they weren't winning, and it was over at that point. It was over at that point. All right, one more on can't get rid of that guy, and then we'll get to the Sixers. Benjamin Downingtown. Benjamin, how are you?
Happy Friday, gentlemen. I'm good. I'm good.
What up?
It's countdown to libation time.
My man.
Hey, I'm gonna hop on Ike's, but I'm gonna be a little bit more specific. I wanna get rid of the guy who's suing the NFL right now because he's no longer going to heaven because he watched the halftime show. Like, bro, you knew what was going on, you knew it was coming, and if you didn't recognize within the first 10 seconds of it and didn't shut it off, then you deserve to not go to heaven.
What?
That's
get rid of that guy.
The person who I need to get rid of.
Hold on, is this real, Ben? Somebody's trying to sue
you? Yes, no, he is. He is suing, yeah.
100% real. Hey, also, you remember back in the day when you didn't have Cinemax and it kind of came through kind of fuzzy?
Yeah,
and
yeah. Between
you
the squiggle lines.
Of seconds.
Yeah, you could
yes,
see a you could see a boob you could see a boob maybe like, you know, every
yeah,
minute or so.
Every couple of seconds. That was my late night thing right there. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, I'd say you're in the lead right now.
I didn't know there was a guy actually suing the NFL because he's not getting into heaven.
Because he was
– he's already determined he's not getting in because he saw that halftime show.
I was trying to –
how about go repent?
I was trying to bring to pull up the article here, but I believe that he had thought he's suing him for $867 trillion.
Holy cow! He shot.
Oh my god!
He's trying to erase the debt. Is that what he's trying to do? Erase the country's debt? Is he gonna pay that debt off for us?
You think he's gonna win that?
Yeah, probably not. No, but isn't he claiming that he thought it was gonna be a wholesome halftime show, and that's why he tuned in, and he didn't tune in for that? I mean, what are we talking about here? See, here's
talking about J-Lo and Shakira.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? Is there any real person out there that really had a problem with the halftime show? We'll give you carte blanche right now at 888-729-9494. So I think there are some people out there, obviously, but are there any real people out there, anybody that would be willing to call in and like say why they were so offended and everything else and why it was so wrong? It was PG-13 at worst. They're dancing. Was it that bad? I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just in the gutter. I don't know. I didn't even think twice about it.
Well, I mean, let's not act like we don't know why people are somewhat bothered by the Hips Don't Lie. and Jenny from the block.
The same people that were mad at Elvis doing the dance when he first came out?
Oh, those people are dead.
I know, but the same
I'm imagining, person. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
All right.
Listen, Kansas brought Snoop in for their halftime show.
It's a great idea.
What the hell they was going to think Snoop Dogg was going to perform? What they think that performance was going to be like?
Same thing.
And the alumni got upset about that. What? Yeah, because Snoop's out there with strippers and a money gun where he's shooting money in the air. What the hell you think you were going to get when you decide to have Snoop as the halftime show?
That's on brand.
Yeah, you ought to be lucky he didn't fire up in there.
Well, I mean, that was
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did fire. Well, he probably
backstage.
He had a little – no, this was at a game. This is at the halftime of a Jayhawks game on campus.
I don't know if you can – maybe out back he fired up.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wouldn't have did it in the arena.
Never know. Yeah. Can you? So our Twitter question today, and it's getting back to the Sixers here, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Celebrate the season of love and save at Mark's Jewelers. Now through Valentine's Day, 15% off your purchase online, marks-jewelers.com. And just real fast, I was more disgusted with Ben Simmons last night than Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid obviously didn't play well last night, but Ben Simmons taking five shots, including one of his five shots was an individual play late in the game where he more or less went 1-on-4 and made a nice move. But Ben Simmons was trying to prove a point last night. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll give all these guys the shot. I'll let these guys take all the shots. That's not how you're going to win, man. You know the balance that you can have to where Joe wants to get involved. Get him involved. Get him more touches, all right, and you can still be a good player. And last night, Ben decided he wasn't going to do that from the onset. So I'm pissed at Ben from last night. We know Joe wasn't good. But the question is, can the Sixers still win a championship with Joel Embiid being their best player? And, man, with almost 3,000 votes, it's a virtual coin flip. 50-50. Yes or no? I don't think they can. If you're going to keep Joel Embiid, you better figure out a way to get somebody in here that's just as good of a player as him, that's just as good of a scorer as him, that's actually a leader. Somebody that can lead this team. So if you think that just get rid of Ben Simmons and then having Joe and building the team around him, you've got to bring in somebody that's just a good player or better player with Joel Embiid. I don't think you can win with Joel Embiid being your best player. That was my answer. Let's go to Al in Philly. Al, what do you got?
How you doing? I agree with both of you. I agree with Ike was saying that Brett Brown is, you know, he needs to work on coaching, but I feel like his biggest mistake was putting that ball in Ben's hand and telling him to run the show. I think Ben's a small forward. But I also agree with the Joel trade. I know you're going to say, who would I get for him? I would trade him straight up, but I know Utah won't do this, for Rudy Gobert and Joel Ingles. We get a shooter and Joel Ingles who hustles, and we get a rim protector, because Joel's not even rim protecting anymore. Rudy will do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think we got two bad contracts with that Tobias Harris, who I like, but he's good, but that's it. And that Al Horford contract, I think those are two bad contracts.
See, I'm with you. I think we agree a little more than you probably think. Now, I certainly wouldn't do that Utah trade. You know, you got to give me more than Joe Ingles and Rudy Gobert.
And Rudy?
You got to give me Rudy and Donovan Mitchell.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that.
For Joel Embiid?
I don't think they would do it for Joe Ingles and Rudy. I think Rudy's impact on defensive rebound is that impactful towards wins.
Hey, Al, I guarantee you – I can't guarantee you, but I'd be shocked if Utah wouldn't take Joel Embiid for Rudy Gobert and Joe Ingles. To put Joel Embiid with Donovan Mitchell? Oh, Utah'd be crazy not to do
that. They would do it.
Utah'd be crazy not to do that.
You think they would give us Donovan Mitchell and Joel Embiid? I mean, and Rudy? I would do that in a second. I'd do that in a second.
Yeah, well, that's what I want back.
Second.
Because here's why I need that back, Al. Because Ben still can't shoot, which means I need Donovan Mitchell. I still need Donovan Mitchell to be able to get his own shot from the inside and the outside. And now I need someone who doesn't need the ball as much as Joel, but also can't protect the rim. So I need the scorer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I'll take Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert for Joel Embiid.
I don't think Utah will do it.
Maybe not.
No,
Utah will do it.
Who's the guy?
No, you're right, because they're going to say, well, damn, you're leaving me with just Joel Embiid, and you're taking my two best players for Joel Embiid.
Right. Al, get rid of that guy. Who do you got? We got to move on.
Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell.
We can always get rid of Roger. Yeah.
Any particular reason?
Yeah, it don't even matter. Pick a reason, yeah.
I always sign up for that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you want to send me back Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, okay. For Joel Embiid, Rudy Gobert or Donovan Mitchell, neither one of them are top 10 players. Neither one of them. And it's a hard argument to make if Donovan Mitchell's a top 20 player. And don't give me Rudy Gobert because he can't score. I don't need defensive players. Did you see the Detroit just trade Andre Drummond?
Yeah,
so that lets you know a defensive-only player ain't as valuable as you think it is. You need an offensive player. That's what you need.
What would you do with Ben at that point if you made that trade? You put Ben as the point forward?
Yeah, I leave Ben where he's at. Donovan Mitchell's off guard.
Doesn't need the ball in his hands. I mean,
oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm like. I worry if Ben fits with him. Didn't they have a spat?
Who?
Ben and Donovan Mitchell, weren't they fighting about rookie of the year or something like that? Yeah.
What is that going to go to for the rest of their lives?
You never know.
Who won rookie of the year and who didn't?
888-729-9494.
I'm just saying, if I'm looking to trade Joel Embiid, you can't send me back Joe Ingles. I don't need Joe Ingles. No, if I'm going to put somebody with Ben, I want the combo guard in Mitchell, and then I want the rim protector in Rudy Gobert. I'll do that deal.
All right.
Mitchell will be like, he's kind of like Lou Will. Like, Lou Will will bring this.
He's a scorer.
That's all he does.
He's your scorer.
I'm good with that.
888-729-9494. Coming up, Ike, your entry for Get Rid of This Guy was people that hated the halftime show or had a problem with the halftime show. We have a couple people that had a problem with the halftime show. They'll give their reasoning coming up next. Mm-hmm. And then back to the Sixers calls as well. 888-729-9494. And Charles Barkley talks about what the biggest problem with the 76ers is. That's coming up next. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. But, hey, listen, let's talk about Mark's Jewelers for a second. Yeah, you know what's coming up. You know that Valentine's Day is coming up. And Mark's Jewelers, go there right now. I'm a customer. Whether it was my mom for her birthday or my daughter's for Christmas or my wife for her birthday last month, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. You need to get something special. So show her that you care with a gift for Valentine's Day from Mark's Jewelers. From timepieces to diamonds, fine jewelry, Mark's also has a tremendous collection of diamond engagement rings for every budget. Stop into Mark's showroom and have their expert staff find you the perfect gift for Valentine's Day and show her how special she is to you. Directions and details at marks-jewelers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.